Federal funding is gone, and that changes everything. Every day this gap lingers, the shows and reporting you rely on are at risk. We've still got $200,000 left to close our funding gap. We're making progress, but we're not there yet. The programs and conversations you count on every day depend on your support. When you give now, you help close the gap and keep trusted, independent news here for Chicago. Make an affordable monthly gift online at wbez.org/donate.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. When it comes to Chicago icons, Margaret Burroughs is definitely on the list. She was a prolific writer, artist, activist, among many other things. And her birthday is coming up November 1st. In honor of the late great, we are bringing you this encore episode from the Burroughs Legacy Project at the Invisible Institute, which gets into one of Burroughs' lesser-known passions. Student Tierra Hicks is going to take it from here.
When it comes to Black history, the only people I really learned about in school were Emmett Till, Martin Luther King, and Rosa Parks. Oh, and Harriet Tubman. And me being a scholar, I listen anyway. But are they really going to keep repeating the same thing? It's like when your mom keeps telling you to do the dishes. It just makes you not want to do the dishes. If I was teaching history, I'd tell you about Dr. B, Margaret Burroughs.
What shall I tell my children who are Black of what it means to be a captive in this dark skin? What shall I tell my dear ones, fruit of my womb?
Dr. Burroughs was an artist and a poet in Chicago from the 1920s to her death in 2010. She was also a teacher, an organizer, and a force to be reckoned with. She started the DuSable Black History Museum in her home in 1959.
That's big. That's how much that she cared and loved our people, that she wanted to make sure that we know our history and our contribution to civilization.
That's Cedric X. Cow, one of Dr. B's former students, and this is what I really want to tell you about, that she taught in prison for over 30 years. Who do you know who would travel 35 miles every Tuesday on public transportation to Stateville for people who aren't even her kids?
She would get on the bus, the train, and make it there faithfully, like rain, sleet, snow, she would be there.
That's Anthony Spaulding, another student. Over the past couple years, me and some other young people have been interviewing Dr. B's Stateville students here in Chicago.
How old were you when you met Dr. Burroughs?
People like Marcos Gray.
It was a few years after I had already been incarcerated at Stateville, and I was in my early 20s.
And Carl Williams.
How would you describe Dr. Burroughs as a teacher and a person?
Straightforward, humble, respectable, but she's very demanding as well.
Every week, Dr. Burroughs would give the guys assignments, like to bring back a poem or a drawing for the next class.
So when we come in, everybody signed a name on the list, like, okay, it's your turn to present this. And it would go down like an open mic sort of thing.
She tried to instill this within all of us, like, what will your legacy be? Write it down.
For some of the guys there, Dr. Burroughs was their only visitor.
We called her Mother Burroughs. She was our mother and grandmother in that space.
We came in the classroom, we hugged and kissed her, which was actually forbidden to do in prison, but they respected her enough and synced our love for her that they allowed us to do that.
She was a lioness, revolutionary, but we called her mama.
If I was teaching history class, I'd say Dr. Burroughs is a strong Black woman. I'd probably give it a quiet moment after I say that. Because you have to be really strong to voluntarily go to a prison. A lot of folks think prisons are full of bad people, but Dr. B had a different thought. Like, these guys need my help.
A lot of brothers become hopeless, and that is not good. So you wanna let them know, man, somebody care for them.
And she will always say, invest in the beauty of who you are, because when you do that, you get to pass that on to somebody else. Somebody else gets to see it.
Out of all the advice that she gave you, what would you say was the best piece of advice?
Project your voice. It doesn't help you to not be heard.
Are you grateful that you met her?
Yes, I'm very, very grateful. There was nothing that we couldn't do based upon what she instilled in us. Even though we were in such an abysmal place, like prison, being told we would never get out and things of that nature, but she didn't see us in that way.
When she seen us, what she seen was her own sons.
It's a term she always used in one of her poems, a star in the sky of my mind. That's what she is to me.
Dr. Burroughs died when she was 95 years old, but Carl, Anthony, Marcos, and Cedric were still incarcerated then.
That'd have been nice to make it home to her so she can see all of her students that it's a lot of us that's out here doing real good, and I thought she would have been proud to see that.
She taught them how to express themselves. She helped them see that they deserved redemption just by showing up and caring.
I got a poem name for you. My Name Rings Redemption.
Ooh, I like that title.
Freestyle, you so good.
You thought you had me. You thought you had me on my knees, cuffed up, linked up to all those on that bluebird. But y'all didn't see the dream. Y'all didn't see the vision. Y'all didn't see me coming through this wall. Y'all thought y'all had me. But no, I've been redeemed. How I've been redeemed?
The Burroughs Legacy team is Kamaria Noble, Makai Harris, Jaquavis Swift, and Rashid Harvey. For Curious City, I'm Tierra Hicks.
Tierra Hicks graduated from Simeon Career Academy and is now a first-year student at DePaul University. She's studying to earn her BFA in animation, and she is still a part of the Burroughs Legacy team. This piece was produced by Sarah Geis, Irisa Apintaku, and Audrey Petty from the Invisible Institute, which is a journalism production organization on the South Side. The Invisible Institute is hosting a number of events in honor of Dr. Margaret T.G. Burroughs, including a performance showcase coming up on November 2nd at the Logan Center for the Arts. The event is going to feature performances and readings by artists inspired by Dr. Burroughs, including from several of her former students. Curious City is produced by me and Justin Bull. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.